I kind of felt like this is an issue that's been stolen from ordinary people by, scientists talk in scientific language, and that's understandable. But then also in the political debate, back and forth, it's confusing. It's kind of like, should you, eat salt, or should you not eat salt? Does this cause cancer? Does that cause? You kind of get depressed, and you think, God, I can't even think about this. But really, this is an issue that is one of the most fundamental things that mankind is going to deal with. Now and for the next couple of centuries, and it belongs to every single one of us, and we experience it every single day when we go outside, especially people who make their living from the land. But the most important part about it is feeling it in your bones, and I think that that's something that people are really starting to do. There's no question at all that the science is extraordinarily important, and I try to explain that in language that people can understand. But in terms of dealing with climate change, it doesn't need to be depressing. It's an issue that is maybe a challenge for all of mankind, and it's something we need to come to grips with and realize that, hey, this is facing us as a species. Let's start to understand it, and let's start to figure out what we're going to do about it.
Not only does the book do a wonderful job of telling this rich narrative about the lives of whalers and scientists grappling with this issue of climate change, but also you do talk a bit, there is a little bit of touching about the concept of animal rights, and the temptation must have been there to not deal with it at all.
Well,
Why did
I
you?
got.
Why did you think that you needed to address that?
I started to realize that this climate change issue is a cultural issue, that people who live nearer to nature have a totally different way of seeing the world than, the East Coast, city dweller. And that goes back into the history of how the, culture developed on the East Coast. And I tried to take it from a little bit of a different perspective. So many books have been written where some writer from New York comes out to Alaska and spends a couple of months and then writes a book and tells the rest of the world what it's like. Well, I thought, wouldn't it be interesting if an Alaskan with an Alaskan point of view went to the East Coast and told what the East Coast is like? When you've been spending time on the North Slope, which is one of the most beautiful places in the world, and you land at Dulles Airport in Washington, it's everybody who lives here has experienced that. It's an amazing shock. And you just think, how in the world do people live this way? Well, they do live that way, and it gives them a certain perspective on things, and it gives them a sort of, I think, a separation from nature that creates this sort of animal rights idea, this idea that nature and is something that's separate from us, that it's something that's sort of pristine and has to be protected and set aside from humanity. Whereas I think people who live rural lifestyle think more of being part of nature, and loving and respecting wildlife, but realizing, wildlife is also to be used, and that we're animals too, and we evolved eating flesh. That's what we're all about, and somewhere along the line, a lot of the urban dwellers of the world, I think, have forgotten that. Well, what does that have to do with climate change? It has something to do with it in that if you're totally insulated from the natural world, I think you have a really hard time understanding what's going on and sort of our part into it. And I think that that rural people are going to be the first to understand and be prepared to adapt to and deal with a change in climate because they're going to feel it.
Do you see the Arctic as the sort of bullseye scientifically for seeing what's happening to the climate? Does that seem to be the real area to watch? There's things happening all over the world, of course, climatically, but does it seem to you that the Arctic is really the crucial place for observation?
The Arctic is definitely the crucial place for two reasons. One is that all the theories predict that the changes are going to happen first and are going to be most dramatic in the Arctic. And the other reason is because some of the processes in the Arctic will drive and accelerate the changes. And one of the things maybe is not something people thought of, but once you think about it, it seems kind of obvious. The sunlight is coming down on the Earth, and when it hits snow, most of it is just bouncing right back up into space. About 80% of the light that hits snow and the energy from the sun goes back into the sky. When it hits, dry ground, 80% is absorbed by the ground. So there's a huge difference there in how much the earth heats up, whether there's snow on the ground or not. Well, if you get into a situation of climate change where you have a warmer climate and winter is not as long and snow is not on the ground as long, then that's what is known as a feedback loop. In other words, the climate is warmer, therefore there's less snow. That warms up the ground more. Climate is even warmer, even less snow. And that's a dramatic effect that is important in the Arctic and is going on now. Is, you know, sea ice, the last two falls was at the lowest extent on the Arctic Ocean that's ever been measured. So there's that much less sea ice, there's that much more open water to absorb the heat of the sun, and that's accelerating the climate change effect.